Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande.
Thank you, my brother Christopher Wright, and thank you guys all out there for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. And check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We've got so many great articles and blogs on the website, so make sure you go check that out. And call us up anytime, leave a voicemail, just say what up. Tell us your favorite thing about cannabis. 1-800-420-1980. Check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. My brother from another mother, Blue, is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
What up?
I am at Joe Grande 52.
Hey.
And I don't know about you, but y'all know what time it is in here?
Dime time!
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on IG, dime.industries. And you know they're going to be partying out there August 27th, the Burning Trees Festival in Adelanto, the biggest concert of the year. It is going to be huge. Live on stage, the boss man himself, Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, Too Short, Havoc from the infamous Mobb Deep, Exodus, The Exhibit, and Corrupt Young Gotti, all live on stage August 27th. At the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, we have the World Series of Cannabis presented by Canex's, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, Green Holdings Group, Dues, The Blacklist, and Weed Maps. For tickets, go to canexus.com. That's CANNEXS.com.
Right now.
Now, speaking of hip-hop, big shows, and big this and that, now, this guy today is a legend, folks. When I say legend, hip-hop legend.
Legend.
Singer. I mean, when I say the two B's, y'all gonna go, oh my God, Baby Bash is in the room.
Building.
He ain't a baby no more. Baby Bash is in the building, folks. He's hanging out with us on the show set today. That all being said, I gotta give him his dues and pay his respects and give him his flowers right now. So peep this, sit back and relax.
Thanks for the flowers,
today,
man.
On our show, we have the hip-hop legend, an R&B Chicano rap legendary, Bay Area superstar, worldwide known, making it known like four flats in every city and town he goes to, Senior Baby Bash.
order.
Popping man. Collars What's before cracking? Collars were popped.
You know, you
already
know.
The artist who made us crave. There. Hold on. Let me finish, okay. dog. I got a lot for you. Okay, that was just back. The first line. That's oh, real spit.
Let him
that
go.
Was just the first line.
Let him breathe. Hey, let him breathe, Bash.
How about
let
when I look on. At you? When I look at you, then come back. Okay?
Carry on, my friend.
Thank you. Let me give this to you, okay? So today on the show, my brother from another, you already heard me say that, who made you shake that tail feather, right? And crave a little sweetness with his breakout single, Sugar Sugar.
Ooh.
You know it, right? Sugar, how you get it? You know what I'm talking about. We smashed the Billboard with his hit singles. Baby, I'm Back and Cyclone helped spark the careers of R&B legends Akon and T-Pain. Like what? Say what? I said like Akon and T-Pain. You heard me right. Akon and T-Pain, folks, recognize the game and the flair. Aside from releasing not 8 but 9 studio albums, folks, 9. You heard it right. And he's also known from the film Philly Brown. Baby Bash got involved, you guys, in the cannabis industry, folks. This is real. This motherfucker is real. With the strain Canario.
Yeah.
Canario. Canarillo. Right? As well as his new brand, Smoke Shield. And for those who know Baby Bash from the giddy up from the bay he's been smoking, it's not he just started smoking and came out with this. How do I know this? I knew the kid when we first came out. For God's sakes. That choked because that's real spit. I mean, he was a little fucking 110-pound fucking guy. Man. Going, hey, Big Joe, play this song. Aside from releasing the 9 albums, that's real talk, right? So that's how I know this shit. Because he's smoking when he came to Hot 97.7. He was arrested with Paul Wall on the night of September 10th, 2011, in good old El Paso, Texas, for possession of cannabis. Both these motherfuckers were released the same night for, if I'm not mistaken, $300 worth of bail right there. But hey, it's good like a pill because they still went.
For a roach,
right? The two are coming out with their new album, The Legalizers. Why would they come out with that? You just heard what happened, which aims to legalize the front lines of Texas, which needs it so much because they have their CBD. They need that. And it's home plate for them both sometimes, this time, that time. We all know that Paul Wall's from there and Baby Bash touches there all the time. His music is available on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow his Instagram at Baby Bash. Now, that's all this shit that we got put down there.
Nice.
But let me tell you some real stories about this guy.
Oh, man.
When I go back and we go back with Bash, it is first off, give this motherfucker a round of applause.
There you go.
I mean,
thank you guys. You guys,
it's just funny how you see Sugar Sugar. You hear this, Bash. I want to do this quick interview and start it, not quick, but folks don't know like I know, so I'm going to act like I don't know. You know what I mean? Where did you come from, and how did you get started in the rap game?
I came from Vallejo, California, the V-Town, and my friends got a hit record. They were called In Too Deep, and the song was called Back to the Hotel.
Yeah,
right?
Back to the Hotel.
Back to the Hotel. So next thing I know, I'm playing college basketball at Solano Junior College, which is in by Fairfield, so... After games or practice, I'm going to the studio hanging out with In Too Deep. Next day, no, they're on Cameo Summer Jam. And so I caught the bug because then I'd go to the studio all night with hang with them. So once I started hanging with Back to the Hotel, In Too Deep, going on the road, I caught the bug. And then I would start writing hooks. I was more of a hook guy. Like, I want to write the hook. It wasn't even about the rap. It was about make sure the song and the beat go together.
Yeah.
The rap is like the easiest part. You got to make the whole...
What was the first hook?
The rhythm's got to...
Remember?
Everything's got
to
hit.
Yeah. But it has to be a song.
The vibe.
So I was about the song. So...
Did you put one together like, okay, I can do this?
Well, no,
and
I
did
put
you feel like a
together.
Nate Dogg? Like, did you feel
I was
like...
putting demos together back then because they were... I was just like the roadies, the homies hanging
right.
out with them. So...
Like Pac was a digital.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
And I seen that go down too. I seen all that
when
go down.
When get clown around, want to hang
right.
around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just was
exactly.
around the industry and I was soaking game. And then I did Sugar Sugar in 2003 and my whole life changed. And Sugar Sugar, I had it for a year before I even put it out because I thought it was too soft. You know, I was like, this is kind of soft, dog. I don't want
to. No, really?
And next day, it changed my life.
You kept it that long?
Yeah.
Did you really?
No, I had it for one year.
You know what's crazy? So this goes to my theory, you know, of you know, saying to people, and I don't think I've ever really said it on air, but you know, we're time travelers, you know what I mean? And I say that as artists, that we're time travelers, because, you know, if one of your records comes on right now, that song comes on right now, everybody in this fucking room is going to stop and listen to it. And you've probably recorded it how many years ago?
2011
years ago, right? So that, oh, that shows...
Like 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Okay. Well,
2002?
Yeah. Oh, 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's 2022.
Sugar, sugar, oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you said 12. Yeah. I thought you said 12 years ago.
Sugar Sugar's 20 years old?
It came out at the end of 2003. So it's almost.
So, yeah.
It'll be 20 years old.
20 years old. So that's what I'm saying, though. So if the song comes on right now and in a club, everybody's in your time travel, bro. And it happens so often. I've been just fucking.
That song still. That song to this day is played over 1,000 times a day in this world.
What? Yeah.
In this world, that song is. And I
oh, get, so that song still pays your bills.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't have to work another day in my life. Just for that song, not including Cyclone and Baby I'm Back and Obsession. Yeah. Not yeah. Even
like literally that yeah. Royalty alone.
That song, Sugar Sugar, because I own my publishing. I came up in the era where artists started knowing, hey, man, maybe we shouldn't give our publishing to the label.
I was just going to ask what label were you on for that.
I was on Universal.
Okay.
But you own
your
publishing.
Deal, you own your publishing,
on that one. Good for you.
Yes.
So, good for you, man.
They offered me $200,000 for it.
Ah! Yeah, at the time, it probably sounded really nice, though.
Well, they gave me $250 for the song.
All right.
And then the $200 was, hey, we want to buy. So my manager was saying, why do you think they're going to give you $200,000? Why do you think? Because they know they're going to make way more than that.
Right.
And I just,
You stop.
Take the pen back.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Daryl. Go ahead, Heavy D, pulling out a good knowledge one right there for him.
Good job, Hev.
Good job, Hev. It's true. I mean, if they're asking you for that publishing, you know, that's the biggest thing. But I heard now a lot of the artists are going back after their publishing, even after they got those deals, right?
Yeah, it's all kind of shit. It's all kind of. Can I cuss?
Yeah,
you want to get off? It's all kind of shit going on, man. It's all kind of shit going on. Good shit, bad shit, real shit.
Just don't let Evelyn stab you over there. You know how them Valdez's are.
Yeah, the ambiance.
We got the Divine Elegance models in the building, so
the atmosphere is great.
The atmosphere is fantastic.
They're pulling it off, Alicia.
They bring up your atmosphere, dog.
Yeah,
this is a good atmosphere too. There's Louis.
There's Louis.
And shout out to OG Louis. And that's how Bash is here, because Bash went over to go see OG Louis, and that's how all the connections. I want to get back to the history, Bash, because I want to do the formal podcast interview with you that the audience doesn't know. And I know all these things. And once again, I just want to poke at it because I think this is the history about you that I want the audience to hear. You're from Vallejo. You grew up on the cuts and the streets. I mean, well, you didn't even say that yet. So you grew up rough. I know this. That's why I'm saying I'm going to ad lib because, like, I was there when your pops came out of prison with you when we seen him at fucking T-Mobile.
Ain't that crazy,
dog? I mean, dog, that's what I'm saying.
That's going to go on. That's some stuff in a movie or a book that no one. My dad was at. He was in Skid Row. He was in a halfway house. So he only had a day pass that day. But he heard on the radio.
Because I broadcasted the fucking commercial saying, come meet me and Baby Bash at T-Mobile.
And I didn't even know he was out of prison. Like, I hadn't heard from him in like 7 years. So next thing you know. Remember the line was so big, and when I pulled up in the van, all the girls just rushed to me, right? I'm in the van, and so it's getting packed, and all of a sudden I hear, let me go, hey, bud. And I look, and someone's choking somebody, right? The security, it might have been Joe choking somebody. Somebody was choking somebody. get back. And it was my dad. I said, Dad? He said, hey, buddy, I'm here, buddy. I said, let him go. It's my dad.
Dog, I watched all this. Hey, dog, it was the craziest shit.
And he looked all fucked up because he's a heroin addict, you know what I'm saying? But he brought some other heroin addict friend with him. I said, all my homies with me, they're like, who's that, dude? Who was that? I said, it's my fucking dad, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the real shit, dog. So he got out of prison, and we took him back in a limo. We took him back to Skid Row. We had to drop him off because he had to be there at 8. We took him back in a limousine
great,
van.
That's a great story, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Took him back in a limo van, huh?
He came in a bus.
But this is like middle of the story in L.A., though. I mean, we go back. I want to go back to the Bay Area stories, right? So, and I love the story, too, but it just reminds me of how long I've known this man, right? Because, like, I mean, I was there at the Hot Day South Bays at Hot 97.7.
Oh, my God.
When you started. Like, think about it, dog. Yeah. You'll know. You probably don't even realize that. I told you when you just spoke out.
I remember.
Right?
Dog, you were a legend. You were like a legendary guy in the streets, whether it be radio or just the guy was like the crazy.
Oh, the I guess street you, shit. Motherfuckers don't realize.
Can I say crazy guy?
Yeah. How about this? Just tell the truth. I ain't tripping off this. You tell the truth.
Hey, Joe Grande was like a celebrity, but like a hood celebrity, but he would hurt himself. He would do crazy stunts that would hurt himself before Jackass and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I said before Jackass.
It was Elvis and JV, right?
Right. Elvis,
He would do some crazy shit, dog. Funny shit. So he would fight all the bouncers in every club.
Yeah.
They had a fight night, and it was Joe Grande against any bouncer at any club. It was was that tight or what, dog?
Yeah. He'd be on my stage.
And he used to win.
You know the story. I tell cats, but I don't bring it. I mean, like, hey, tell the stories. I don't care.
That's before Sugar Sugar and all that.
That was before.
And then that's why I'd say it, because I was saying it jokingly, and probably the staff was laughing, going, no, man, I remember watching this kid grow up.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, he used to come to my events before, and, like, I knew he was rolling with N2Deep that. Like, I knew all this, but I don't even bring it up like that because I just remember the story. Like, dog, you got to tell the story like that. To the fact of once that happens, and realistically, you guys, all bullshit aside, like, what's the station that broke you? Because I'm guessing it's Hot 97.7. Am I right or wrong?
Pete Manriquez, right? In America?
Yeah.
No, Pete was second.
Oh, okay.
The first, you know, I love you, Pete. But let me tell you, the first station was Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay.
Ed Ocañez.
Okay.
Corpus Christi, Texas. I gave him the CD, and the song was called Lifted. That's back when we had a CD, and you would write with a sharpie.
Of course, yeah.
So it said Lifted. I said, Ed, man, this is a song I'm working on, man. It's me and Frankie J. Tell me what you think, right? He said, all right. And he was a cool dude, not like these other punk-ass motherfuckers. But, so I gave it to him, then I went back to Houston, and he was in Corpus. So about 3 weeks later, I get a call from a 361 number. I mean, who is this? Oh, it's Ed Ocañez, man. I just want to tell you that song Sugar Sugar is number one on the phone. That's when people did phones. Remember phones?
That's the game. Yeah. That's when Heavy's having everybody call.
And he kept requesting your song. What do you mean?
He hit me up. Joe, can you request? I go, Heavy, I work there. Oh, my bad. I'm just going through my phone.
Hey. He used to tell me it was number one phones. I said, what the hell is number one phones? It says number one on phone.
The request line. Hell yeah. Yeah. That's the game. That's the old school game.
It's called Lifted, bro. It's called Lifted. He said, nah, they're calling Sugar Sugar. So I said, fuck it. Call it Sugar Sugar. I didn't have no record deal or nothing. So he started playing it. And then Pete.
That was us. So Pete, and my program
Marco,
director.
And homie Marco.
And then before you know it, how about this? Where was the first onstage performance? Was it there or here at San Jose with us?
I think that's my point.
I believe in my head that I seen your very first performance in my head.
Well, his first main performance.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Real.
When you start talking
is that
about
real?
Yeah, in the Bay.
That, right?
Yeah,
that's your first one.
They played it first, but I didn't get a record deal for another 3 months after that.
Oh, yeah.
And then it took off. Then I got the
record. And the reason why it was a big deal to me, you ready for this? Because you're a young Latino. I was like, oh, who's this young homie doing his thing, right?
Hey, I was one of the original saucy Chicanos that was
I'm because, like, who's this young player? I like him. And then you see when you were Heavy, and then you don't realize, folks. So I see Bash, and his management is my guy I played football with.
Crazy, right?
And semi-pro football with, where he was the center. My other boy, Adam, was the guard, and I was the left tackle. So you already know we're down knuckles. Yeah. You know what I mean? We put the knuckles down to the ground and move forward together. Period, right? And so he's with him, and I'm like, what do you mean? I love this guy. This is after, actually, he starts, but, you know, it wasn't at the beginning like that. But just to see your rise like that, right? I've always, just on some real shit, been like that happy guy that was in radio when you first came up going, wow, look at this dude, right? This young Latino's flipping the script. Because you were the first one, dude, to do some shit like you were doing. Nobody did that.
Yeah, no, I know. As far as even chart-wise, I'm the only Mexican-American with the most top 20s. I think nine. I got nine top 20 singles. So
wow, good for you, bro.
Dude, you're the Mexican Elvis.
Yeah. No. He said the Mexican Elvis.
You know your tia goes, ay, you know, baby, Bash is my tio. He's the Mexican Elvis. I see his PPE with Lordo.
Oh, there we go.
Believe me, exactly right. Like, it was like some La Bamba shit.
Right?
La Bamba.
Yeah. I bet the family's like that. Ay, Richie!
It was definitely like some La Bamba shit. It hit me so quick. I mean, it just hit me so quick out of the blue. I kind of coasted through it. I kind of just dealt with it as a win. It never really hit me all the way. Like, hey, that's why I've always stayed the same. Like, I've never thought of myself.
Because
like,
you walked right into being a superstar. It didn't get to like, oh, you did one. It's like, boom, you hit a hit.
Yeah.
First one was a hit. So you just have to be who you are, and then who you are. And here's the best part, folks listening. You just heard us say when I first met him, and real spit, motherfuckers never change in my book.
Yeah, no, say he's 100. So listen, when we come back, Bash, I want to hear about more of the first, the song that you feel like was the the best artists you've ever worked with, right? Okay. So when we come back, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Hey,
hey. We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
CaliFX's full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 other elements naturally derived from the hemp and the plant. Go feel the effects at CaliFX.com. Here at Cannabis Talk 101 today on the show is so cool because we have the ambiance with Divine Elegance models, Ebony Graham, Felicia, and Evelyn. The models that are with Evelyn are Ebony. And of course, Baby Bash.
Hey,
Baby
hey,
Bash.
Hey, hey.
Hearing that story going back as we went to break, you said it pulled something out of you, which is funny because nice. it made us both think.
It did.
And that feels got to be good, right? To go back to think of that young dude, that young time,
on air.
Those stages. I mean, because it's grown so much. You've toured the world. And as Blue said before we went to break, as you've gone from that first stage at Great America or probably fucking Raging Waters, one of those two places is where it was at. I'm going to roll the dice at.
Yeah.
Right? And more than likely, Great America.
Great America.
And yeah, exactly. That's your first time like, on stage. It's so funny that I can tell you this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was there.
Marriott's. It was Marriott's back then.
Yeah, Marriott's Great America. And that to touring the world to working with different artists. As Blue went to break and said, what are some of these big artists I mentioned on the intro, T-Pain, some of these other ones.
Oh, wow.
Who is it that you got to go, fuck, I can't believe now. Whoa. I'm this little dude that gets one hit and now the first one. Who was it? That, whoa.
Well, I grew up with E-40 and Mac Dre. So
right?
I grew up with them. So they were my homies the whole time when In Too Deep was cracking. So working with E-40 and Mac Dre was always, I was proud of that, just as homies. But as far as like after Sugar Sugar and all that, I started working with people. I remember Lil Jon came up to me, hey man, I like those songs, I got some beats for you. Backstage at a summer jam, Lil Jon gave me a CD full of beats, and that's where I got Cyclone from. But I got to work with I worked with like the hardcore gangster rappers, like all the way to like Jesse McCartney pop and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And that's but the great. ultimate stamp of approval that I've ever had in my career, like
best song. Yeah.
Well, the ultimate of another artist,
right,
that put me on their album, dog, that I didn't even know knew me, was Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
He put me on his album, dog, and it was like
he's been on the show.
Yeah.
He's been on the show too. Yeah, he's part of the show.
We were on the same label, and Clive Davis personally called and said, hey.
Called you?
Yeah.
Hold on, you got a call from Clive?
Clive Davis signed me. Just one-on-one, me and him talking at a desk, dog.
Yeah.
Tell me that story. That's Clive Davis. I don't even know the story, so I need to hear it.
Clive Davis, okay, that's when I did Cyclone. So Sugar Sugar Universal, I did two albums with them, and then I got off that album, that label, and then I signed with Clive Davis and RCA. And then I did Cyclone, which it was like Sugar Sugar all over again when Cyclone came out. It was like even bigger almost.
And I thought I'm like a
ringtones were out. I was tripling my money because of ringtone, because that's when ringtones came out.
Yeah.
So it was so much stuff going on. But by then I was already developed. Okay, I know what I'm doing now. Okay, I'm buying properties. You know, I understand the money. At first I was fucking off the money, like happy-go-lucky. But then I was like, by that time, okay.
Buy some shit.
Yeah,
invest in some shit. And then, yeah.
You know, I was the first one to do pre-rolls, California Finest, back in the day. The first pre-rolls ever was Baby Bash Pack, the Cherry Pie. Y'all remember the Cherry Pie?
Yeah, I remember. You guys hit the scene with it. It was packaged properly. You know what I'm saying? There was all kinds of shit going on out there. But it was just packaged right. It hit the market, and it was like, bam. And everybody was like, boom. And you were out there pushing it, too.
Yeah, it was nothing like that on the market. And at them hemp cons and the early festivals, our booth was just had everybody at it. You know what I mean? Because we were smoking packs. It was the first real pre-roll packs in the industry.
Yeah. Now a lot of us were afraid to come out back then even.
Yeah. Like, oh, we got raided. Like, oh, man, we got raided in Vegas. We went through some shit in Vegas. They raided us.
I mean, you were such a front guy for it. Like, that's a ballsy move.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. We were in the front lines.
That's what I mean. You were one of the front to go, here's my package. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, Bash.
And that was back in the medical. That's back when it was medical, before it was recreational. So you had to do it. We got fucked over by the IRS. I mean, just hella shit happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody was dying.
But we didn't know, because we were like the guinea pigs of it all. Like, we're trying to figure out as we go along. We didn't have no blueprint.
So what did they do to you before? We know you got arrested with Paul Wall. We know you had your, you know, the other things, your joints out here. Exactly. It's all open medical. You know what I mean? It's all there. I'm sorry just to throw punches like that.
They tried to give me life.
They tried to get you life in Texas for a roach?
No, that was the first time I got arrested. The second time I got arrested for weed parties. They said we were having weed parties, pop parties, and they raided us. It was just smoke sessions, really. But they raided us, dog. They laid everybody down. It was big news. It was crazy. We got arrested.
Hold on. What happened? They came in
with guns?
That was
in Texas?
Yep, in Houston, Texas. Yep.
Damn. They
came in. Me and Paul Wall. They had our name pot parties.
How many people you guys have in this
pot parties?
It was probably just about 250.
They
was at a smoke shop, but we were having them. They were called secret smoke sessions. You know how they had those here?
Yeah, the secret sessions.
Yeah, we would just have smoke sessions, underground smoke sessions.
And you can't do. Oh, you can't smoke can't even, there. No, so you it's, can't, it's totally illegal in Texas.
So
you can't even smoke.
We started having fucking people would come with the dab. People would come with the dab bar. We started saying. We got cocky. We started bragging and shit. Like, hey, man, we're the only motherfucker doing shit. Our shit was cracking, right? Yeah. We had motherfuckers bringing rosin.
We got cocky. Okay,
you did. We were like, man.
Doing too much?
No one was ever doing
250 people is a lot of people.
No one gave it.
Yeah, in Texas.
In Texas, it's a big deal.
And there was 250 people who couldn't get in. Someone out of their crew snitched. The people who couldn't get in, eventually, I believe, snitched. Because every time we would have one, everybody couldn't get in. And that's why I knew, damn, this is big. So I got caught. You know, we were all like, yeah, man, we're at the smoke zone. Next thing you know, everybody down. They raided us. Damn. Like, it was some mafia shit. It was crazy.
You know, what's crazy is you know, for myself, when I was a kid, one of the biggest things I ever remember is taking that drive through from Cali to Texas. And we're out there going to see my dad's sister that he had never met, you know, because he didn't really know any of his family, but somehow we tracked down one of his sisters. And we're driving out there, and fucking Texas is like, we're in Texas. We're still in Texas driving. I mean, we were driving forever. And my
dad. It was
like
a fucking week driving through Texas, right? I swear to God. Me too. I know what you mean.
It's not a game. Oh, you know, if you've done the drive.
Oh, I've done it.
You'll never do it again because it's a 2-hour fucking flight.
I've done it many times.
Yeah, yeah. So go check out in the office, please. So, anyways, You know, so going through that process, what I'm saying is basically, I was driving through Texas, and fuck, dude, I literally got, my dad got pulled over, and he saw, they found a roach in the car. I mean, a roach and a seed. And they started tripping out on my pops and everything else and screaming and talking about boom. Then they're arresting them and shit like that. And then the cop's like, you realize you're going to do 10 years for this fucking seed right here? And yeah. And my mom's now at the time freaking out, like, 10 years. And yeah, this roach is an enhancement. This seed's 10 years and this is 10 years. You're doing 20 years to life right now, sir. And she's screaming and going crazy. And we're on the side of the freeway and fucking everybody else is screaming and going crazy. And finally, it's just like, he just lets us go.
Yeah.
But I mean, but when we looked into the law, that's real out there.
No, it's, man, they tried to get me and Paul. They called it that we were doing some illegal.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, conspiracy. Yeah, conspiracy. Yeah, conspiracy.
I remember they made you guys look like a fucking crime. Exactly. Yeah. Organized crime guys. For all smoking
and we're
weed.
Like, organized crime. We're just smoking weed.
I think
weed
we reported
shit,
it on the show, if I'm not mistaken. Paul Wall. Yeah. And I remember saying, I think Baby Bastard started that with puppies in Vallejo when he was a kid.
Yeah. But it was big news. And then we're still trying to get it legalized. Me and Paul Wall are on the front lines out there trying to get it legalized. It's common sense, you know. But it's a pill popping town.
Yeah.
It's a real pill.
But why are they so against cannabis, though, in your opinion, for Texas?
Because,
like, what do you think?
Because the pharmaceutical companies pay for the
Congress and everybody else that couldn't do that. So you think they're lacing the pockets so hard?
Yes. They're like, man, please, you're giving that extra million, keep that shit off the table. And there's no gambling either. People, they're trying to get gambling legalized because everybody goes to Oklahoma or you got to go to Louisiana. You got to drive 2 or 3 hours to go to a casino.
Yeah.
All the money they make is from Texas, all the casinos. And they're trying to get it. Why is it we keep going out of state when we could just gamble here and make all the money?
They got all that oil money too. Yeah. They ain't tripping on that shit. Texas is like, oh, we ain't tripping off that. We get more money on oil.
Well, they can get more money on this too.
I agree. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. I agree. I think it's stupid and ridiculous.
I think if the United States federally legalized marijuana, we could pay off our debt to China.
Man. Let's give that a round of applause right
there. You know what I mean? That's where that's real spit, too.
I mean, we could put a big dent in it. If we just legalize marijuana and just
over time,
all the money
to
China,
yeah,
we'll get out of debt a lot faster, bro.
I don't think they want to, but that's a different story.
It's so funny when you can think about
it. Let's just fight for it, you know what I'm saying?
When you think about a deep way like that. Because it can go deep like that, you know what I mean? And it's crazy what cannabis can do. And when you think about it like that,
how logical does it sound?
And not only I want to go deeper for you. Ready for this? How many family members and people do you see that use cannabis where it medically helps them?
Yeah. Man, my grandma got almost cured from dementia. She's 91, dog.
What?
She will stop eating. I said, all the medicine, the doctor, we'll give her this medicine. Give her appetite. She was still shrinking. My mom said, nope, she's not eating. I'm like, man, dog. So
listen up, Mom.
I got a chocolate. Hey, grandma. You know, she kind of, hey, behold. She was just shrinking in front of me, not eating. Because that's what happens when you got dementia. You don't eat. So I had my chocolate. And I recommend this. Anybody has pet family member has dementia and your loved one is not eating.
But this is not medical advice.
This is what happened to me.
Yeah.
So I got a piece of chocolate. You know what? I said, grandma, taste this piece of chocolate I have. Because I try to force food in her mouth. Taste this piece of chocolate. And I stuffed it in her mouth. She's trying like, what is it? And she ain't got no teeth. Her teeth were out at the time.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just wiping all up in there. I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah.
Give me a wipe.
And she said, mijo. I said, taste it. Does it taste good, grandma? And she's trying, she's trying to be nice. Yeah. I said, good, grandma. Just taste it. I just made it. I lied. I said, I made it. Because she kind of was out of it. Sometimes she don't know who's who, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
So I stayed there for about an hour. Then I leave. My mom called 2 hours. Oh, before I leave, I put the TV on YouTube. Cooking channel, right? I said, grandma, look at these hamburgers. And they're cooking hamburgers, ribs. And I said, leave this on, right? I tell my mom, I leave. A couple hours later, she said, Mary, can you get me a hamburger?
No shit.
So my mom called crying and shit, like, oh, well, she's gonna eat. So she's eating. Now my mom says she's cracking up. She's laughing and she's like acting hella weird.
How many milligrams you give your grandma?
Man, it might have been
101?
It might have been 25.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
It was a corner of a chocolate bar.
Oh yeah, she did. That's all I had at the point.
It was a corner of a chocolate bar.
Okay.
And I was nervous because I said, I don't want to give her too much. Right. And I don't want to give her because she has nothing. She had no weed in her body. So I stuffed it in there. And next thing you know, She's gained 24 pounds. She smokes big. Yeah, she's back.
She smokes?
I mean, hey, she... Yes, and she eats medical.
She smokes weed now? She never smoked weed before?
No.
What? You turned grandma to smoking weed?
My mom smokes weed with her.
Yes, yes.
And they're living, man.
And my grandma's never smoked, and they're living, and grandma's feeling better now? What?
Grandma knows who everybody is right now. Grandma knows, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't even know this story, dog, so it wasn't like
well,
I fished this.
It's just been happening the last, you know, she turned 92.
How crazy
so
that
it was my last ditch effort, like, to eat. Like, I said, fuck this. Stuffed it down her throat, made her watch YouTube. Sit right here. I told my mom, make sure she watches that shit the whole time. And that shit worked.
But did she ever grow up smoking weed, your grandma?
No, nothing.
Nothing,
no,
right?
No.
She's that old school lady of like, you know what I mean?
That's great.
We don't smoke weed, na muerta. And now she ate it, and so now she knows.
Now she
did she get mad?
Day,
hold on, did she get mad though? Why'd you trick me, mijo?
No, because she was out of it.
And now she's
back. She was kind of out of it the whole time.
And now she's back.
Yeah, now she's back. She's like, you know, sometimes she'll still think my grandpa's alive, and you know,
holy
but
shit.
nothing like it was. We thought she was going to lose her.
Great, man.
You know, it's just crazy when you think of anecdotal evidence like this that really happens in real life of real family members, where you can really see it happen.
Yeah,
it's not like you're a sales pitch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, you're not like saying this about
nobody.
Your
you
grandma.
Know, I've been doing this. I ain't said nothing, but it's just a fact. So I just know. I know a lot of people who's always said, "Damn, I wish I'd have did that to my grandma." Or, damn, I wish I'd have did it to my grandpa. When everybody who hears it now, damn, if you're going to do it,
do it.
Do it now before they pass away. Give it your last ditch effort if it's for the appetite.
Yeah.
But some came back to her mind, too, because she kind of knows what's up. I gave her a couple of microdoses. The microdoses work pretty good.
Mushrooms? Yeah. That's so
exciting. Hey, dude, everybody's been saying, I haven't heard one person anecdotally that's taken them that said one thing bad about it.
It's worth trying. I'll tell you that.
It's worth trying, dog. It's not going to harm. It's not going to harm.
But I feel that way. I feel like if somebody's down to do it, I think it's definitely worth trying.
You know, when we come back, I want to talk to you, Bash, about the pressure cooker, because I know that's hot, right? That's
We're getting ready to launch a big version of that.
That's really hot, by the way. And also, you know, some of the brands and some of the things that you've done that you're doing, and then some any music that we have, and also the high five. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, hey! We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Together we can, folks. Check out the hashtag Together We Can at Canna Devices. That's at CannaDevices. And together we can, that means together with our whole crew here. Big shout out to the staff that makes everything happen here. I love you all so much. Mark Carnes, Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Danny P, Funk, Connor, Gabrielle Sagar, Jessica Cash, Cam, Kimberly, Isaiah, Solar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Devin, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you guys all for doing what you guys do for us. Baby Bash, hanging out, all these things we talk about with you. So many legendary moments as we get ready to do the high five. But it's just crazy to think of your stories that you've gone. Is there the moment where you go, fuck, I can't believe I'm here? What's the first time that happened for you? When you're on stage and you go, fuck, I got off stage and I just did that. Because you're right. You grew up in the Bay. I seen you. You had the E40s, who are legendaries as well as you, right? Yeah. All those other ones you mentioned in my book, I mean, they made the slang up in my book. Right. We all know that. But really know? And you're part of that. If you know, you know, in my book. But where was Bash when he goes, fuck, I got to call my mom?
I remember when they sent me to Germany on the promo tour to Germany. And we did like some 150,000 people stadium with Mana, Enrique.
Amy Quintanilla.
What's
his
name? Oh, Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias?
Iglesias.
Was AB, with AB on those tours?
AB?
Yeah, didn't he have a tour, the group Kumbaya
Kings? Oh, no, Kumbaya Kings? No, I mean, no. Nah. Yeah, they're around, but no.
Like, what do you mean, AB?
This was just, they sent me to Germany because Sugar was so big.
Oh,
out there.
Gotcha, okay.
So that was to Germany. And it was some, what was it? It was Berlin, dog. And I walk on stage, dog. There's 100-something thousand people on stage, dog. Wow. And I forgot the first lyric of you know,
when they sang that shit.
Yeah, they sang it to me, dog, and they got me back on track.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, dog. I froze like a deer in headlights, dog.
That many people.
And they just all started singing it for you.
And they sang it for me. And they always sing that song for me.
Oh, I'll sing
all around the world.
Yeah.
All around the world.
That's what I'm saying. You're a time traveler.
It's pretty much a sing along. Like, that song can come out today.
It is. It's an anthem.
And it probably would blow up. If it never came out, it came out today, it'd probably blow up still again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You created an anthem. Obviously, you still perform it. You still get the check. It still pays the bills. I mean, obviously.
I got a record for you, man. I think Bash could do Wake Up.
I really think you need to play all those things because I'm serious. Like, Bash, you really need to hear. Are you ready for this? Louis grabbed one of them. Louis fucking with it.
Oh man.
Real spit. Facts.
I got songs.
I'm fucking Louis.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm telling you this, and that's why I said he heard it, and I told Louis the same thing. Then I called Louis on some other shit going, Louis, I'm glad you heard it because I feel like I don't want to sound biased because I'm next to him, but you know, I don't give anybody anything about him. Yeah. You mean? I don't give him away. I don't give anybody daps away. I just don't do that. So I like it.
Let's talk about the pressure cooker, man. Because I know, listen, I've been involved in that game a few times, and I really like it, dude. It's one of those things that could just be like its own.
Are you ready to play real quick?
You ready? Yeah, okay. I think so, man. Let's
anybody
go.
Got a phone? 15 seconds. Anybody got a phone?
15 seconds. We got it, man. I got
the show again here.
I'll be the timer. I'll be the timer.
No, you're gonna be contesting. So Blue's a contestant.
I suck at this,
Joe. But give me 15 seconds on the clock. When it hits 15, you give me a.
You got a timer?
Got you.
Right, we're all in. We got the girls on too. Just me.
No, just you.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna lose.
It's a one-on-one game.
I know, but I
do this. This is my game show that I do on my Instagram. I do my Instagram once a week. I give out money.
But usually I'm
we do a talent Tuesday.
Shit,
we give out money prizes. So this is called the pressure cooker, and we put you.
Be easy on me.
We give you. We give you a subject, and you got to give me 5 answers in 15 seconds.
Yeah, 5 answers
and
in 15
they would win
seconds.
Cash. You got it,
Joe? How much
Joe?
Cash is on the line, Bash?
Right now, a note.
A hundo.
A note.
A thowie. No,
I try to move it to a thowie.
A G-banger.
Wow. He tried to move it to a thowie.
He said, you want to do a thowie? Let's go for
Joe,
a thowie.
Joe's trying to get... We need 15 seconds.
15
Ready.
Seconds on the clock.
Let me see the clock. Here we go. Ready?
15 seconds. I just got to press start.
Okay. Ready? So... Blue, I'm going to give you a question. You got to give me 5 answers that go with that question.
Yes, right? Sir.
Welcome to the pressure cooker. Give me 5 Denzel Washington movies. Go.
It's easy when you're not in the cooker, right? So we've got Training Day. We've got Denzel.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X. Okay, that's another. Walk on Man on Fire. We've got Equalizer.
Four.
And we've got someone's phone's ringing.
That's the alarm.
You almost
it's,
did
hey,
it.
It's so much. Yeah, it's so much harder when you're on it though, because like if you sit down, you're like, yeah, let's talk about some Denzel songs. You're like, boo, boo, boo. Yeah. I mean,
I love that you do that, dog.
Yeah, that's so fun. Instagram, because sometimes Instagram, it gets kind of, everything's the same. Like, okay, I see. All right, yeah, same shit. Oh, shit, I might win some money, man. What's up? I'm going to try to get this. Yeah.
We were doing it on Clubhouse for a little bit, too. We did it on Clubhouse.
It's getting bigger. I'm getting so, like, I've got calls from people who want to invest in it and make it like a big show, but I like to keep it IG because it seems like it's so.
Well, I wanted to sponsor a segment. I was like, yo, let's sponsor a segment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll give them something like that, too.
Yeah, dude, let me give you a couple $100 to sponsor the segment. You know, just, I know, but you know what I mean? It's just good fun. You know what I mean? It's just, I like to help because I mean,
you've always been down with it.
Yeah, I've always loved it. I think it's fun. I think it should be a major show, especially on Instagram like that. Like, you could have other people start adopting it.
Well, not only that, it just goes to show what an entertainer Bash is because, you know, he's always been around it, seen it, and he's always been, like, hosting things, coming around, not only just fucking doing the singing and this and that. He's a full-on entertainer.
I'm also a magician.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's show me tricks.
Did you bring it? Did you throw the tray?
Yeah. You see that? No, but you, I mean, we've done radio stuff together, me, you, and Tat, and you've always been having fun and wanting to do shit to just entertain and get on mics and not just singing. That you're about it. You're about the entertainment lifestyle.
And he's good people, though. Like, just really, honestly, you've always been a humble, good man. You know,
well,
what I mean?
And you're always cool to me, your fans on IG, too. I see you go on there, you're sitting there, you're driving, you're smoking, you're just always interacting with them. Like, a real artist, but a lot of people don't need to do that. Like,
well,
you don't
I'm
need to do that.
I'm driving on the Instagram Live.
No, someone's driving smoking. You around. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get in trouble for that these days.
Yeah,
and shit.
Sure.
Are you driving, Bash?
I'll start getting like, people, I can't believe you do that. I'm like, no, that was.
Yeah.
I'm on the passenger side, shotgun.
Yeah.
Always.
People used to ask me that shit, too. Are you driving right now? You should be driving. I'm all like, driving. I'm like, well, thank you for carrying. Hold on, let me just click and turn them on. So, hey, listen, let's talk about any product lines you have right now. You working on anything?
Right now, my company, West Coast Canna, we have the very first diamond infused Cannarillo. It's a organic hemp, so it's no tobacco. It's a Cannarillo roll.
Yeah,
with some like Bacio flower,
diamonds,
diamond infused. The West Coast Cannarillo right now is, you know, tobacco-less. Tastes great, and it got the infused diamonds in there, and that shit had you nice. You know
nice,
what I'm saying? If you
like
to be, some people like to get stoned, some people like to get nice.
Yeah.
So if you want to get nice, you know what I mean? Get that West Coast Cannarillo. My Smoke Shield company, we're hitting stores all over Texas right now. It's a Smoke Shield spray, water based, so it's not oily, and it cleans the air. If you have to, you know, want to clean the air, someone's coming over, you don't want to smell smoky.
Yeah.
The Smoke Shield will get you right.
That's nice. I like that. So what's it called? Smoke Shield?
SmokeShield.com. Check
dude,
it out.
Dude, that's your new spray?
Yeah.
That's hot. You know, I honestly, it's funny. I think you'll make more money with that spray.
Yeah,
than anything else, right?
Than anything else.
No, it's going good.
Yeah.
I always tell people.
Damn, I should have done that. I need a spray,
those are called,
white label.
Those are called accessories. Like, you don't have to be. You don't have
picks and shovels.
You don't have to be the weed guy. You don't got to be the grower, the seller.
Where the picks and shovels?
You can go sell grinders, or you can go make spray or fertilizer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it don't always got to be the weed guy. Just like I tell people, you don't always got to be the rapper. You know what I mean? You could be the producer, you could be the writer, you could be the A&R
engineer.
There's so many things you could do, but you know, it just, we need those too. We need everybody to play the position. You don't always have to be.
And as you get into the cannabis game, what do you think of it right now? Are you like happy where it's at? Because like I said, I've
in
seen
California?
You from jump with N2D. You've always been smoking. You've always been about it, which is dope. You've seen it. It's part of, you grew up in the Bay, like you mean. You're from Vallejo.
I mean,
I'm from San Jose. We've seen it all.
It's not looking too good right now, bro. I just, the saturation, you know, let me tell you something.
Cali or in Texas?
In California.
Oh,
in Texas, all we got is Delta 8. We're just going Delta 8 right now.
Yeah.
Because
which is crazy. I can't believe that. I know. It's like, come on, really?
That's all you smoke, homie.
But they stopped it for a second, too,
The thing in California about the cannabis game, since I've been there, like I said, the first to have the pre-roll packs in the market, I've been there since day one when the industry started booming. I remember when everybody was friends.
Yeah.
Everybody
every
was
company.
Everybody was happy for each other. Everybody was, And now it's like turned into like some kind of rap game or hating people, hating on each other all day, left and right.
Why did the PHing come out lately? I feel like it's coming out
because
more.
Some of these, I don't know, it's just getting to, like, they want to be kind of like rapper life or something, dog. They want to be, they want to stunt. So now I'm stunting, but I want you to buy my brand. He was my homie, but fuck his brand.
Hit my brand's doper.
Buy my brand's doper. So this guy's saying, man, why? I thought we was homie. Now you hating on my brand? Well, fuck your brand. And then dude's talking to him about this guy.
Do this.
It's just a gossip tabloid.
In Cali,
though,
or just in the universe?
Probably all over, but it's worse in California.
Yeah.
Because it's been around longer. It's the Mecca. It's the Mecca of it all. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's so many brands.
You pop here, you pop everywhere, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I can't wait for it to come to Texas. Texas is going to be the big boom.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually.
And you're going to be so ready to go there, right?
I mean, you're already there.
Let me answer this.
You ready for it, huh?
That's the answer.
Yeah.
That's money right there.
That's that dough, baby. Listen, Bash, we like to do something called the high five, man. We were going to do it with you.
Let's do it.
You know, we do appreciate you taking your time and being on our show, man. And again, you've been a friend of the show many times.
Yes, sir.
And anytime you ever have a product, like, you should bring that the product line here.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
This was last minute. So, it was
you know, you were in town. You just flew by.
I would have brought some, you know what I mean? So, you know,
we'll do it real big again.
Yeah, anytime, though. Like I said, man, you're a friend and a friend.
I mean, friend from the first show to Maya being in your video, who's my girl Maya.
Hey.
It was in Sugar Sugar.
Yeah.
It's like so funny. It's so crazy, all this history. High five with Baby Bash.
Okay, let's do it.
My brother from another mother. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I was 15. I got it from the Cuates, the twins, at Rojas Park. And they were known known stoners. And they had an extra girl. Hey, we're gonna meet so-and-so and got a friend. So I went over there, and I hit the weed. It was caca weed, but I hit the weed.
Did you get high?
Yeah, I got a little. It was weird. It was like a fog more than a high. I remember thinking, man, I got a headache, dude.
Right, what is this?
What the fuck is this?
And I'm going to do it again.
And what's all that crackling and popping?
Oh, you're hitting seeds. Yeah, that good Mexican zest.
Or bugs. Man. I always tell people that's the gas inside the bug, because the bug, you know, the bugs dry up, and then the gas inside of them, when it goes inside, it pops, pop.
Oh.
Or it's a seed, you know what I'm saying? It's either one of the...
one or the other.
Everybody's like, damn, I didn't know that part.
I didn't know
question
the
question number two
part.
Of the high five, man. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
Good old-fashioned joints.
Just straight smoking
straight
hooter.
Straight joints. I love the
yeah.
I love to taste it. I love all that shit. Everything else, a little bit, you know, sometimes we'll take a dab or two, you know what I'm saying? But my favorite is straight joints.
Straight joints, yeah.
And is there a favorite, if you got one?
Brand or?
Nah, it varies. Just like food.
Brand,
yeah, sometimes
like
I like Chinese food. Sometimes I like pizza. Sometimes I like chicken
exactly.
and rice.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like different flavors.
I like
exactly.
That.
That's always
that.
A good thing. Baby Bash, high five. Number three, craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
Iraq.
What?
Wow. Yeah. You guys did
how
a performance
did
for the, for
I,
the
I,
you
I
did a
for
performance.
The truth.
I remember
I
that.
I snuck a pen back when pens were starting to come off. They didn't really know what it was. So I got to put it in my computer bag.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
I remember when you went to go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the troops.
Yeah, you did a show for the troops.
I mean, you had to blow them for the troops.
Man, I had to just make sure I measured it right. I was out there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I had
he
to
said,
just,
make sure I had to go through the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I take a hit once in a while, right? Like, okay, here.
At night, usually when everything was over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, chilling.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Cream of wheat.
Warm?
Yeah, warm with butter.
With butter.
Sugar. Almond milk.
Yeah. Sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, how you get so with sugar?
It's like baby food.
Yeah, he's just like
what are you, baby Bash?
Yeah, it's like baby food. Warm cream of wheat, dog.
It just takes you back, yo. Ahora le puedes, mamacita.
Man, I love it,
it makes it feel like home, huh? That's
that
mama's
me sleep
cooking.
Good.
Yeah.
That's funny. I make you want to have one.
Man, you got to send me your recipe on that, though. I'll pull one out and
not
just hit
too,
it.
Yeah.
Warm water,
butter,
a little butter. Exactly.
Butter, sugar.
Yeah, almond milk.
Brown sugar, regular sugar.
I just do regular sugar. Yeah, I do granulated.
Yeah, granulated. See, that's what I'm saying. Send me the little.
Yeah, he got a little something down.
He got a
that's
little
funny.
Player
yeah.
style. You
got
know
that
mean?
Granulated.
You know that one right there. Question number five of the high five with Baby Bash. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why?
See a little boy band right there.
Hmm. That was a nice one, though.
Man.
He's going deep.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Ooh. Lee. Flow like water.
I heard he actually would you know, he didn't believe in smoking, but he hit a couple of little leaves every now and then. But who knows? But I would love to smoke with him and talk to him.
Yeah. Why?
What's the Bruce?
Because Bruce Lee I like his philosophy. I like the way he looks at life, the sharpness of him, you know what I mean? He was little, but he wasn't no punk either, you know?
Yeah.
And he just made common sense, but he made it sound so, yes, be like water, my friend, yes. Even though it's common, like, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
But he made it sound, yeah.
But he made it sound like this.
Dude, you're the first, I think, to say Bruce Lee, and I like it.
First time ever.
Right? He's the baddest, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hey, he is one of the baddest. I mean, he said, you know that.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
He's right.
We used to have that story, like Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris. Bruce Lee who? Like who? There's nobody that takes Bruce Lee. You got to go to Megatron and King Kong. You know what I mean? And I think Bruce Lee might kick.
Too, but he'll get the dog shit beat out of him by Chuck.
Oh, Chuck, yeah, Chuck.
By the one inch.
Bruce Lee just that one shot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So is there anything that we didn't bring up, Bash, that you want to, you know, think about?
No, I just want to thank you guys for pushing the movement, man. We really need you out there. You guys are doing great. Very proud of you guys.
Thank you, bro.
Everybody who came, the models that came today, great atmosphere. And everybody out there listening, man, it's the movement going, man. I'm telling you, it's get the people off the pills, man. Pills kill.
And yeah. Not only that, weed find heals. Baby Bash's cannabis, but I want you to tell the audience, because you've known both of us for so long in so many different ways, what do you think about the campus here at Cannabis
Oh
Talk
Oh, my God. I really want to do some parties here, some events, you know what I'm saying? This is a dope spot, dog. I'm very proud of you guys, because I remember the other two facilities you guys had.
Oh, yeah. Louis said, oh, no, I'm not going. You're like, what spot? I've been to their spot. Yeah. He's like, no, you got to come.
No, this is vicious, dog. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, we've made it, you know, we've climbed a long way, man, and it's from the support of people like yourself, Louis, everybody just staying involved and always.
Motherfuckers like Big Heavy D that love us. And
shout out
love.
To Heb. You know what I'm saying? All the people that are just, you know, that have supported us in the same way. Do you have any music coming out, new record?
Oh, yeah, playing. Me and Paul Wall got an album called The Legalizers. It's called Foggy Afternoon. If you know what I'm saying? If you haven't had a foggy afternoon, check out the video right now on YouTube. The album just dropped, The Legalizers. I got the Player Made Mexican compilation coming out, and then I got the Bash Tones coming out. So different projects coming out all day. Just
Can we play one of them on the show right now? Which one can we play?
Is it
out? We're going to play Foggy Afternoon.
We're going to play at the end right here. We'll play it at the end.
Foggy Afternoon.
We'll just run it out. You know what I mean? So there it is. We'll play that on the show for you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do. Shopping down the block and I'm hanging screws. I'm in the city when they drop the top and holler what it do. Tell me if you're ready. So tell me if you're ready. Ready for another foggy afternoon. Don't panic, it's organic. The slogan, friends. Smoking on these joints, big ass, I'm pulling pins. Holding in, about to take a puff and hold it in. Old friends asking me what time the show begins. I don't know, cause I'm higher than the media. I don't fuck with suckers, I don't fuck with greedy hoes. Got some genetics from the FedEx, now I'm popping seeds. The kind of flavors that I savor when I'm serving trees. It's getting foggy, if you smoke with me, you might go zombie. We smoke that real shit, man, that heavy shit, that Cheech and Chongy. That cookie dough, that shit that ain't for rookies though. That's a joint up in my mouth, that ain't no Tootsie Roll. Shopping down the block and I'm banging screws. I'm in the city where they drop the top and holler what it do. So tell me if you're ready. Already.
So tell me if you're ready.
Already.
Ready for another.
What it do?
Man. I can roll it up one-handed blindfolded. Big smoker getting fully loaded. Pearl leaf road with the cone tip poking. It's a foggy afternoon, everything slow motion. I'm just coasting on a midday high. You gon' need at least a QP to match my vibe. I'm about to roll another ball bat, a lemon mint. That be real rock star was heaven sent. I got them pre-rolled potholes, we going back to back. I just left Foggy's and copped the astronaut pack.
Grab a handful, sit back and enjoy another foggy afternoon, my boy. My boy.
Shopping down the block and I'm banging screws. I'm in the city where they drop the top and holler what it do. So tell me if you're ready. So tell me if you're ready. Ready for another foggy afternoon. So tell me if you're ready. So tell me if you're ready. Ready for another foggy afternoon.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.